Some topics and concepts we learn about include a pitzua daka v'krei shavcha, as a person who has a physical injury, as described in the previous daf, which makes it impossible for him to have children. The Torah says, "Layavai pitzua daka v'krei shavcha b'kal Hashem." Our Gemara will teach that a pitzua daka v'krei shavcha is allowed to marry a giyeris u'mishachreres, and our Gemara will discuss whether a Kayim Pitzua Daka B'Krei Shavcha may also marry a Giyeris U'Meshachreres, and whether a Yisrael Pitzua Daka B'Krei Shavcha may marry a Nesina. The Nesina were from the Shiva Umeis in Eretz Yisrael that used deceit to be Megayer. Later on in the days of David HaMelech, they were permanently removed from being allowed to marry a Yid because they were lacking Rachmanis, which is one of the basic qualities found by Yid. Evdei Kachavim Les Luchasnos. There is no halachic marriage with a non-Jew. Amoini v'lo amoinis, me'ovi v'lo me'ovis. The pasuk says, "Layave amoini me'ovi b'kal Hashem, gam dor asiri layave lehem b'kal Hashem." Men of Ammon and Moav who were megayer may never marry a regular yid. However, women of Ammon and Moav who were misgayer may marry a regular yid. By a mitzvah v'adami, the pasuk says, "Dor shlishi yave lehem b'kal Hashem." Men of Mitzrayim v'edlim who were megayer must wait up until the third generation to marry a Yisraelis. Regarding women of Mitzrayim v'Edom, there is a machlokes in our Gemara.